T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dallas has led by 3. Warriors have led by 4. Snapping it outside, Bullock. 3. Hits another one. 2 in a row.
Kevin Harlan with the call. The Mavs keep the series alive. All we could ask for. And Jason Kidd, before the game, said, this is going to be a character game. And props to them. They came out fighting. And Stan Van Gundy on TNT said, we're going to find out early on what the Mavericks are all about. Are they just going to fold it up? You can pack the big suitcase or the carry-on. The carry-on is going to be for Game 5, and the big suitcase is going to be for Cancun. And props to the Mavericks for coming out with the resolve. They wanted to pack the carry-on.
Yep. And now Golden State's got to pack a suitcase when they go to the game, when they go to the arena. You know, that's the old ad. You know, you got to pack two. You got to pack the suitcase for...
What do you mean? They're going back home.
I know. But when they go to the arena, they know if they lose that game, they got to get on a plane that night. And there's a mental thing. You know, why are we packing the suitcase? We don't plan on going back there.
Yeah.
It's mental gymnastics that you got to play. And that's, you know, now the Mavericks have put themselves in a position where, you know, you're going to get another game at home. You know that if you win the next game, and then that game six, man, if it gets to a game six, the amount of energy in that building is going to be incredible. And we've already seen a game six this year when there was a team down 3-0. We've never had more in recent years, more teams come from 3-1 down than we have in the last, you know, since 2015. So it's happening more and more. It will happen someday, and maybe this is the time it happens.
Luka did his part in the box score. He scored 30 again. The supporting cast had 89 with 6 different Mavs in double figures. I'm going to give the Robin of the Game Award to Dorian Finney-Smith. Reggie Bullock could have earned it as well. Reggie responding from that embarrassing shooting performance to go 6 of 10 from 3. I thought he hit the final dagger that really ended it. He had 18, but Dorian, 4 of 7 from 3, and he was the microcosm for the big team adjustment that the Tolos wanted. They wanted the Mavericks to put the ball on the floor a little more and go to the basket. And I thought Dorian Finney-Smith was the best example of that last night. 9 of 13 from the field. He scored 23 points. Brunson had 13 in the first half. Maxey hit a couple of his early threes. He tried to put the ball on the floor. Hell, even Bertans put the ball on the floor. The Mavs are up 29. Did get down to 8 there in the fourth quarter. How much are we worrying about the fourth?
I'm not. I don't think that, you know, when you have backups and role players in, or the other team has role players in, it's a completely different ball game. You take the foot off the gas. Phoenix did the same thing in game one. It did not hurt them in game two when they beat the Mavs. So I don't really. Are you putting anything into it? I'm not really putting anything into it.
No, not putting anything into it at all. I was just happy to get the W.
Totally agree.
Get the W, move up. My worry is in the third, there was a little period where we just kept jacking up threes. And I thought we were, like, going for the all-time record. And I was like, don't forget what got you the lead. Mix it in a little bit. Go to the basket. Put the ball on the floor. And my question for game 5 is going to be, if the shots aren't falling, when they don't fall, what are you going to do? Are you just going to stand outside the arc and jack them up? Or are you going to make the adjustment that was very obvious last night in going to the basket as the Mavs scored 36 points in the paint. They were still outscored 44-36 in the paint, but it was a clear difference in approach and execution. Tonight, game five of the Eastern Conference Finals, Celtics at the Heat. Tip is going to be at 7:30. What is the spread for this one?
Oh, Celtics at Heat. Miami by 1.5.
Miami is not favored.
Oh.
Boston is favored on the road by 1.5.
Wow.
The Celtics are favored on the road. Why?
Is that all Tyler Hero? Can't be, right?
No. You love Tyler Hero like Shaq does.
And Jack Harlow's got a song about it named after him. Man, I don't know why. I don't know why they're favored.
I mean, the whole series is unpredictable.
Totally unpredictable.
I don't know how you do it, but they decided to favor the road team.
No, I know. That's very, very odd. And Jimmy Butler, he was out at the end of game three. But he played enough in game four. I don't think he's out. I can't imagine why they'd be favored.
Noah Syndergaard, local product, was money last night as the Angels get the 5-3 win over the Rangers. Late night starts right here on your home for Rangers baseball. It's DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. So we caused nightmares for the Angels when they were in Arlington. They've turned things around, and now the Rangers are dealing with a little three-game losing streak here.
Little skid, and Syndergaard was the polar opposite of what he was at the Globe a week ago when he was a disaster. Didn't even make it out of the first, man. He was just awful. And in this game, he was fantastic. And they were not going to win this game on this night. Not the way Syndergaard threw.
Rangers have lost three in a row and 4 of 5, 18-23, third in the American League West. NHL playoff action going down as well.
From behind the net, sets a furious shot, save, rebound, score! The Oilers regain the lead!
Edmonton beats Calgary 5-3. The Oilers are one win away from advancing to the next round, and the Rangers tied up. Do you have hate for Calgary?
No, I don't have hate for Calgary. I just want to see Connor McDavid, be on that stage, on that conference final stage, and then eventually I want to see him in the Stanley Cup final. I would love to see Edmonton make it out of the West. I do want to see Canada break the streak. They haven't won a cup since Montreal back in 93. I want to see Canada get a cup, and I want to see that be Connor McDavid. He is absolutely tremendous as a hockey player, and that would be just a cap on his career. His career is still so young.
Rangers tie up Carolina with a 4-1 win. That series is tied at two games apiece. As for tonight, St. Louis will try to stay alive in Colorado. Avalanche lead the series 3-1. 7 o'clock puck drop on TNT. Headlines, our number one rated segment of the entire show. Because of you, the Tolo, thank you for turning it on, leaving it on. And we want to start rewarding you and saying thanks. Not start, keep rewarding you. We've had the fan hangs, but now we are going to have the Brew Crew Tour. Yesterday, the boss gave us the pint glasses. We have 100 of these awesome Tolo pint glasses to give away. Tomorrow, the 2022 Brew Crew Tour is going to get started with the G-Bag Nation 2 to 7 p.m. at On Rotation Brewery and Kitchen, 7701 Lemon Avenue in Dallas, right by Love Field. So that's going down tomorrow, 2 to 7. We start the Brew Crew Tour with G-Bag On Rotation Brewery. Come out and get these glasses.
Man, these glasses are cool. It's, regular little pint glass. Got the Tolo the Tolo logo on it. Very cool looking glass, and get yourself one at the Brew Crew.
And also there at On Rotation, you can not only have, the brews that they have there, but also some other brews from around the country. But while you're there, Going Nuts. I'm suggesting that one. That is their peanut butter stout.
Oh,
it's good. It's good.
I love all things peanut butter. Did you see the Ritz Oreo?
I did see the Ritz Oreo.
Ritz Oreo?
Yes, it's going to be a half Ritz cracker, half Oreo. Now, the question, Troy, are they going to make a cheese version as well? Because the Ritz cracker with cheese or the peanut butter, I think cheese is a terrible take, a terrible idea on an Oreo cookie. But the peanut butter, you got something there.
More Josh Donaldson fallout. He was suspended for one game. Tim Anderson said, "We didn't have a previous relationship. I wasn't cool. This was a very important factor for me. Like, why did Donaldson say that Tim Anderson was cool with the previous times that he called him Jackie Robinson? Why?" And then Tim Anderson came out and said, "He did say that, and I told him we never have to talk again. I don't speak to you. You don't speak to me. If that's how you want to refer to me, I know." He knew exactly what he was doing because I already told him. So Tim Anderson's like, "I didn't respond to it well." I'm glad that I'm anti-Josh Donaldson on this. And it sounded like his teammate Aaron Judge was a little bit as well. He's like, "It's just not a place to go to, man. Just not a place to go to," with that comment.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like anybody on his own team is. Judge, Boone.
I still don't think it was suspension worthy, but Josh Donaldson, you know, he was in the wrong.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a place you go. Now, you know, should Tim have gone there in the beginning? Probably not, but he did. And, you know, it's
gone
not like
there in the beginning.
Well,
with,
like, should he have even compared himself to Jack?
Well, yeah, he didn't do anything wrong.
No, he didn't do anything wrong.
Like,
he didn't insult anyone.
He was also, again, we got to give context to it. He was talking about he was talking about his place as one of the few black players in the game,
as bringing fun to the game, as bringing something, you know, new to the game, and kind of carrying on that history, tradition, and honor and legend of
Jackie.
I don't
know if it was an arrogant comparison.
No, I don't think it was an arrogant comparison either.
He was trying to make an impact comparison.
Right.
Obviously, it's still different worlds, but I think he was coming from a good place.
I think he was too. I just think Jackie's name is one that you should just leave alone at all. I just leave it alone. Like Jackie, what Jackie did can never be compared to. It can never be duplicated. Let's just leave Jackie to, you know, be himself and leave him to what he did. Because what he did was, I mean, it didn't just change sports. It didn't just change sports. It changed everything.
And also, tip of the hat to a former Ranger, Tolo, friend of the show, yes. Jose Trevino. He had the walk-off hit last night for the Yankees with the win over the Orioles. After the game, very emotional as he was thinking about Uvalde. So, of the hat. Oh, yeah. My God. Jose is phenomenal guy. Can't really play golf well, as we found out at Top Golf, but such a great guy.
Headlines on a hump day with Sean hump and day. RJ on DFW Sports Station. Thanks for being a Tolo. That stands for Turn It On, Leave It On. Let's hear from the Hall of Famer who has been the analyst in this series. Can this roster, probably not right now when you're down 3-1, can this Mavs roster win a championship eventually? Reggie Miller on the Mavs, next on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. But first, let me get you on over to TrajanWealth.com. Are you looking at this stock market? Are you looking at the economy and freaking out over your bank account? Many people are. You don't have to have that concern if you get some professional advice. The Tolos that have your back are right there at TrajanWealth.com. TrajanWealth.com. Wealth.com. Reduce any retirement concerns. They're going to make sure you feel confident. Don't put off the financial future conversation any longer. They're going to help you with organizing generational wealth and talking to your kids about their future as well and how to plan and become good with these numbers and the different future wealth strategies. They create a specific customized income plan for your retirement, what to draw, where to draw it from, and when to draw it. Give them a call in Frisco. Say Sean from The Fan sent me. 469-579-3500. 469-579-3500 or TrajanWealth.com. You can't afford to wait. Paid endorsement advisory services through Trajan Wealth LLC and SEC registered investment advisor.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage
to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Wednesday morning with Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan. Mavs are still in this baby. That's why. Game 5 coming up. If you need everything for that game, spread, projections, money line, and more, check it out right now on the Odyssey app, all courtesy of BetQL. Segment this morning brought to you by the Khan Academy and Mark Rubin. Rubin and Associates, if you're struggling financially, facing foreclosure, repossession, IRS, credit card, or medical debt, you don't have to face a loan. Give Mark Rubin a call. He'll take the weight off your shoulders and get you back living life again with Rubin and Associates at 1-800-LAWYERS.
Kleba's in. Powell is out. Shot clock at 4. Doncic over Curry.
Kevin Harlan with part of the call last night on TNT. We are still alive. RJ is going to explain why one team will eventually make history. Someone is going to come back from down 3-0. Is it going to happen? In this series, there's different ingredients. There's different recipes to the comeback that people say will happen. Let's see how many fit the Mavs coming up at 8 o'clock this morning after the fantastic win in Game 4 last night at the AAC. The truckwreck.com text line is open at 877-881-1053. And we're live on the fan cam and we're live on Twitch. I've given Reggie Miller a hard time in calling games because I think, like, Reggie's got a voice that if it gets way, way too high, It gets annoying. It gets annoying. He can over-exaggerate a lot of things, but I've listened to Reggie Miller as a radio guest for a long time. He's been a weekly guest for years on the Dan Patrick Show. He's a phenomenal radio guest. It's kind of like Boomer Esiason. People can't stand Boomer Esiason because of these stupid sports minutes that we run about the Syracuse lacrosse team single hour.
What a win yesterday for Ithaca.
God. You know, so like, but Boomer as a guest is phenomenal. That's how I feel about Reggie.
Yeah, yeah. You like Reggie except for his voice, because when you hear certain high-pitched voices, even on this radio station. Amy Lawrence.
He can exaggerate a little bit. He can get caught up in the moment a little bit. But I think with Stan Van Gundy on the call, it's kind of I've enjoyed the broadcast team. I'm picking up great notes from them. I think it limits Reggie a little bit because you got to share with Stan Van. You need Reggie's personality, Stan Van's information, because Stan probably doesn't have that personality. He certainly doesn't have the personality of his brother, but...
All right, now.
I know you don't like Jeff.
No, Jeff's good at, not being on TV.
They'll have the call of the Eastern Conference Finals tonight alongside Mark Jackson. But
let me know how that goes.
But stop it. Reggie was on the Dan Patrick Show yesterday, and Dan asked him, Can the Mavericks win a championship one day with this roster?
No.
What would you add in the offseason?
I think you need, first of all, you got to find a way to sign Jalen Brunson if that's what your plan is, because he's the number two as we currently speak on this team. And you've got to get more consistent shooting. And I love me some Reggie Bullock, but you can't go 0 for 10, 0 for 7 for 3. If you're Maxi Kleba, you can't go 0 for 5 from 3. I mean, those guys were 0 for 12. And this team is predicated on knocking down threes. So more consistency, and you've got to bring in a fringe superstar to be able to play with Luka.
You know, yesterday after the show, Bassett was talking to me about Zach LaVine, and he had heard from a Mavs cap guy who was talking about how restricted you are and what they can and can't do in terms of trading other pieces. If you re-sign Brunson, sign and trade Brunson, and we'll get into all that stuff when the offseason is officially here. I want to put it off as long as possible. But a guy like Zach LaVine is perfect.
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 Bring him.
You know, one of the things I love about playoff basketball, I pay so much more attention to it, and the matchups kind of, it educates you. It becomes obvious, right? I think we can all be on the same page about what the Mavs have and what the Mavericks need, and they need another guy that's a level up from Brunson as a playmaking threat. A level up, just one level up from Brunson and Dinwiddie as a playmaking threat. And then if you have Jalen and Spencer, it's kind of like your number three and number four pitcher in baseball. It's kind of like what Wiggins has been for the Warriors. If Wiggins doesn't have to be your two, you're loaded. If Brunson and Dinwiddie can be your, you know, three and four behind a really, really strong number two, you can be loaded as well. So that's what I thought about Reggie. Everyone is throwing out rim protector, of course, for the Mavericks. That is so obvious and clear as day. You know, I hate to say it, and we all love him, but, you know, everyone loved Randy Gregory, and I had to tell the truth on that, and everyone loved Jalen Smith, and I had to turn on him. This Boban roster spot thing, this has to end, you know.
He's not deserving of a roster spot?
Not if they're not going to play him.
No, I agree.
Like this is it feels like a, you know, it feels like one of Cuban's, how do I say this in the nicest way, you know, not a stunt, not like a, it feels like a gimmick, you know, it's awesome. This guy, you know, he's beloved and that's fantastic. But if we're going to look at you like a charity case when you're put into the game and we're rooting for you, Boban gets rooted for like the water boy, the equipment team manager in high school who's finally put in the final game and everyone's begging for them to shoot a three. That's not what like your backup big man should be. It's not Boban's fault. It's the front office's fault or the team's fault for saying, here's a roster spot, you're just never going to get off the bench and you're our second big that we rely on. They've wasted the need in Boban because he's a lovable fit. He's Jack Haley. If you're a little old school, if you're our age, you know what that means.
Oh, yeah.
He's Jack Haley. Jack Haley was kept around to make Dennis Rodman happy. That's it. Jack Haley was a bum.
I still don't understand what in the hell Jack Haley could possibly have done to make Dennis Rodman happy. Well, those two looked like they did not belong in the same building together.
And Boban, they've turned him into our team's Jack Haley.
Yeah.
Just like being there because he's likable.
And Luka loves him.
You know, and Luka loves him.
They go have drinks on patios before game one together. That's right. that they really didn't have before game one, but you get the point.
Yeah. Okay.
Actually, I saw them together at dinner a couple of months back. I was at Nick and Sam's. I saw them there. They were just at a table right there by themselves. Those two. Oh. Somebody else was with them. I can't remember who it was. But they were, you know,
how
just,
tall was Boban sitting down?
Okay.
So, I saw him almost hit. There's a chandelier they have in their dining room.
Yeah.
It's way, way up. And I thought he was going to have to, you know, that may have been Porzingis. I think that was KP. KP 7'3".
Mm-hmm.
What is Boban?
I have to go look real quick.
Is he 7'6"?
Maybe.
Yeah, what do he look like sitting down? I don't think
he's 7'4" with a wingspan of 7'10".
Oh my God. Did the sirloin look like a chicken McNugget?
Okay, so they ordered some weird. It almost looked like it was a fondue platter. I don't know if they have fondue, but it was just this giant thing in the middle that had. It was like a yellow. I couldn't even tell what it was. I have a picture of it because I forgot to turn my flash off when I took a photo of them. Like an absolute. You know, I had such derp face on after I got done with that. I was like such a dork. But yeah, so like he looked enormous. His knees were on top of the table almost. Like this guy is just a massive human being.
And then Reggie Miller talked about the playoff warts that eventually get exposed as you get deeper and deeper into the rounds. Here's Reggie's final thought on covering the Mavericks throughout this run.
I applaud them for getting to the conference finals with this roster. I mean, this is the same team that beat the overall number one team, Phoenix Suns, by like 40 points in game 7 on their floor. So I applaud them for even getting this far. Yeah. Could they win a championship with this roster? No. And I think the further you go in the playoffs, Theodore, you know this, cream rises, right? And your warts and your faults, they start to rise to the surface. And we're kind of seeing that right now with the Mavericks.
So there's Reggie on the Dan Patrick Show talking about the Mavs as they're going to continue to have the call on TNT with Game 5 tomorrow night, 8 o'clock in San Francisco as Charles Barkley gave it to them again, just destroying them on national TV, saying, now I got to go ahead and find my cheap suits. Not the suit that he had on last night, that look like everybody loves Raymond couch. He's going to have to go in the closet and get the cheap suit for the bums in San Fran.
Yeah, let me...
The bums being the fans.
Yeah,
he did talk about homeless people, but the bums being the fans.
Yeah, he said homeless for homeless, not bums for homeless. Let me ask you guys, because I know we've talked about it before, you guys going out to San Francisco, and when you guys were out there, because clearly I don't get invited. Thanks, Odyssey. But is it really... Was it really that bad?
I mean, there's parts of it that were bad. I mean, it's not like I felt scared walking.
Like, I know, like, when I went to WrestleMania and had at Levi Stadium, we stayed in San Francisco, me and my father, there were certain parts of it, I think it was called Union Square, where I was like, wow, this is amazing.
Union Square is very
good.
And
then I walked two blocks over, and I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
So this is what Sean and RJ were talking about.
So it's not like, and again, I've only been once. I don't like New York. Because to me, that's just like too chaotic. And San Fran, you get that big city feel, but it's not as chaotic as New York. Now,
right.
I don't know if we were just there during a dead period, but you know, it's got a nice setup. You can tell in terms of, you know, walking the streets. It's not a million miles an hour, but yeah, we were in. What they also did for the Super Bowl, they like tried to push
all the homeless into one area.
Yes.
And it went right
They basically brought out, they said, we're going to bring out a big broom.
Mm-hmm.
It's like cleaning up when you find out someone's coming over, you get 10 minutes notice, and you throw everything, you push everything into the closet and hope the closet doesn't bust open. They basically got a big broom and they're like, let's push all the sketchiness to one part of the city.
What's it, city slickers?
So it may have been magnified even more because of that.
It probably was.
They wanted
was.
To give even, you're right, you want to give an appearance to everyone that's going there that your city's fantastic. But if you stay in the part where they pushed everyone, you're not going to come out with the best impression.
I mean, to be fair, the Metroplex did the same thing. In 2011 when the Super Bowl was here, was that 2011?
It was January of 2011.
When that happened, everyone kind of got condensed to a certain area of the Metroplex. Didn't matter because we were all covered in snow, you know, so you couldn't tell who was homeless and who was not.
But here's the other thing. You are getting, and look, we would go back and forth with San Francisco radio. You're getting story after story after story of personalities on the air and fans in San Fran that are nothing but negative stories.
Oh yeah.
You were getting like, just look at the way we were trying to talk hoops with these fools in San Francisco, and of course they got to pick I don't like when we talk with these other shows and our team's going to win no matter what. And, you know, it's just, it becomes like just yelling over each other. But you got Profar getting things thrown at him. You got 49ers fans always in the news. And now, like, this radio host getting into it with Javon Kinlaw. I think this is a San Francisco radio host who Javon Kinlaw just cussed out. And now this guy, he's sitting here tweeting about it. And I can't put my small hands on what it is. There's like an arrogance to it. Look, we're arrogant in Texas, but there's this extra annoyance factor. I actually prefer Philadelphia because they're dumb yellers.
But they're down home dumb yellers.
But like San Francisco is like, we think we're smarter than you.
Oh, God, it's terrible.
Yellers.
Yeah. Oh, the
I'd rather the dumb meathead than what we're getting out of California.
Which is the wannabe intellectual meathead?
Yes.
And that's what they are. They're no smarter, no dumber. It's just, yeah, it's annoying.
And then Philadelphia, they stay in their lane. Californians, they become neighbors here in Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quit moving here.
The NFL is finally talking about getting rid of the Pro Bowl. What's the solution? What's the replacement? Or should we just get rid of it altogether? Your Pro Bowl ideas to make us actually watch this crappy event around the NFL next.
Let's get you over to Athletic Greens and get healthy. Stay healthy. AG1, that great scoop of Athletic Greens. You can get it at athleticgreens.com/RJ. As I've gotten older, I've been trying to get healthier, stay healthier, get more nutrients, more veggies in my body. I've hated that grassy flavor of these green drinks. This doesn't have it. This has got a very good taste to it. With each scoop, my body absorbs 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, prebiotics to help me start my day. It's the first thing I do when I wake up. Start your day off right with AG1 from Athletic Greens and stop spending hundreds of dollars a month on supplements for your mental focus, for your recovery, your gut health, your immune, your nervous system. All you got to do is get that one scoop a day from Athletic Greens, AG1. AthleticGreens.com/RJ. It's real simple. AthleticGreens.com/RJ. Right now, free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase of AG1 from Athletic Greens. All you got to do is go to AthleticGreens.com/RJ.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And this segment of the fan brought to you by Byers Barricades, a full service provider taking care of your project or special event, no matter the size, from start to finish. The Texas Authority in Barricade Rental Tolos, it is ByersBarricades.com.
You know, the Pro Bowl is a lot of two-hand touch, so to speak, but is there a quarterback out here you most likely want to get your hands on?
Every one of them. I told her I'm going hard as heck. I'm going to be like Sean Taylor out that joint. I'm telling you.
They're going to have to tell you to slow down.
Oh, they're going to tell me to slow down. They're going to be so mad.
And make you remember them.
Oh, heck yeah, man. I'm trying to leave him with that check.
That's Micah, and that may be his final interview ever during a Pro Bowl game. Hopefully it is. Hmm. The NFL is discussing the Pro Bowl week and the ways to improve it, including possibly eliminating the traditional game and using that Sunday to just showcase the players in it. What's the best solution to go to? Because we know it's not the actual game. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. I want to give you the shout out for the best Pro Bowl replacement idea on the truckwreck.com text line. Here is the commissioner, Roger Goodell, giving his thoughts on the state of this meaningless event.
I've spoken to several players myself about what works and what doesn't work. I think the conclusion was that the game itself doesn't work and that we needed to find a different way to celebrate our players.
Okay. Troy, you had the first idea amongst all of us that you tweeted out at Tommy Sledge.
I mean, my first realistic idea, and I think it should be pointed out that I think this one is realistic, it is battle for number one. You have a battle for number one. You take the two worst teams in the NFL at the end of the regular season, take away their free agents, the ones that will be leaving the team the following year, and just have the roster that will play the following year.
Wow.
And then they play for the number one draft pick. That way the game is worth something.
That is being brought up on the truckwreck.com text line an awful lot just here in the last couple of minutes. The battle for number one. I'm sure there will be issues with that. Like, you know, NFLPA would have, I'm sure, an issue with that. You know, you also have, like, you know, are the players, what are the players playing for? Like, they want the number one pick, I guess. But, like, it's not like they're playing for a Super Bowl. It's playing for a chance at a 50-50 coin flip of a player.
Yeah, I mean, I love the idea. It's never going to happen.
Right.
I mean, I absolutely love the idea. This is going to be more skills contest oriented, yeah, I think.
I agree.
I mean, I grew up loving, one of my favorite things on TV of all the sports was the quarterback challenge. I don't like it as much now. You know, they do have the moving targets. I don't know. Maybe it was just new to me with Dan Marino and Jim Kelly, and they had the quarterback challenge. I absolutely loved it, the distance throwing and the moving targets and all that stuff. And now it seems a little too Nickelodeon for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the dodgeball is cool. You know, they got the crazy catch contest, fastest man. You know, I think that is what that's what they're going to move towards in terms of trying to amplify the different skills contests that are out there. But getting a game replacement with guys that actually care with something mega on the line, I don't see that happening. I wish it would. I hope it would, but that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, if you are wanting to keep football involved in the pro football, that is how you are in the Pro Bowl. That's how you do it.
Did y'all have play day? What was it called? Last day of school.
Foreplay?
Not foreplay. That's how you got three kids.
That's right.
But play day, like the last day of school, it was just games for the school.
Oh, yeah.
You got dodgeball. You got kickball.
Foursquare.
You got foursquare. You got smear the, you know, all these different games, right? That's basically what they want to do. I think that's what they want to do.
Yeah, tug of war.
Tug of war.
You know, get all the O-linemen out there, have a big tug of war.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Do they still do the last day of school?
Field day, right? We had that this past week.
Yeah.
It may have been Monday or maybe late last week. They had field day.
Any other suggestions besides a skills challenge? Ocho Cinco had a terrible one. He said, you know, get current NFL guys versus some older legends. Make it flag football or two-hand touch. It would break all the ratings. No, no, it wouldn't. No one wants to see a bunch of old dudes running around popping hamstrings. I don't care.
Man, Mike Vick in the fan-controlled football league or the, you know, that one that they're doing in Atlanta. Yeah, he's back in that. Yeah, but nobody wants to see these old guys.
Oh, I think he said he wasn't back in that.
He wasn't back in that. I saw online they were talking to him to come back, and
yeah,
he had agreed, but I guess he's not coming. But something like that. You know, I don't want to see that. I don't want to see these old geezers out there.
Yeah. No one cares. Okay, commish. Where do things stand with the Deshaun Watson investigation?
Sorry to disappoint you, but I can't give you a timeline because I think that process will go forward. I think we're nearing the end of the investigative period. And then at some point, as you know, this will be handled by our disciplinary officer. Mm-hmm. And that will happen hopefully shortly. And then we'll see where that comes out.
Yeah, I can't give you a timeline. Deshaun played in Houston, not Dallas. If it was Dallas, I would tell you immediately his punishment.
Kick the can.
Yeah.
Kick the can. So two of the accusers went on Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel. And, man, the more you look at the numbers with 22 of them and the more you hear details, the alleged details, it's hard for me not to believe that Deshaun Watson was guilty of something inappropriate. Again, judge it for yourself. Here's a clip with one of the accusers on Real Sports.
When Deshaun Watson arrived for his massage appointment, Ashley Solis says her excitement quickly turned to something else, a stark realization that Watson had come for more than just a massage. First, she says, Watson refused the towel she had provided to cover him, insisting on using what she describes as a tiny hand towel instead. Then, after the session began, she says Watson attempted to bare his naked body.
He ends up exposing himself, and I hurried up and covered him with the towel, and he said, oh, you don't have to worry about the towel. And I said, yes, I do.
So then what happened?
He requested that I work on his abdomen, but the moment I went above his navel, he told me he didn't want me to work there. He wanted me to work lower. He just kept directing me to go lower and don't be scared. You can go in there. And I just started really freezing up at this point.
Can you explain that?
Like a wave just took over my body. I felt so hot. I was sweating. It was getting more and more clear that this is not what I signed up for. This is not what I thought the session was going to be.
Did you guys ever watch the Epstein Netflix documentary?
No.
Did not.
No.
So in that, and that, what made me think of that is in reading and hearing some of the stories from the accusers, you get a pattern that develops. And it sounds like Deshaun Watson's alleged pattern was to get these girls to come near his area and get them to start grazing it. Mm. And you just start seeing that repeatedly in some of these stories. And Epstein had a pattern, allegedly, with Maxwell, of how he set up and seduced all these girls that they were recruiting from local schools. And same thing, start with this with the massage, and then it would, you know, go ahead and move into this. Ashley Solis, one of the women, said, the contract is just like a big screw you. That's what it feels like, that we don't care. He can run and throw, and that is what we care about. And in one of the massage sessions, supposedly, Watson said, I know you have a career to protect, and I know you don't want anyone messing with it, just like I don't want anyone messing with mine. To me, that's when I got really, really scared. And one of the girls said, I feel like he's being rewarded for bad behavior. One of Deshaun's attorneys said he has no regrets because he did nothing wrong. And what evidence is there of any guilt? And that is what the courts have said. And that is why, if I'm the Cleveland Browns, I know this may sound very cold, I would have done the same thing. Your success in the National Football League, well, I would have done the same thing unless, and I don't know how I would have gotten this impression, unless I sat down with Deshaun and I got a feeling he was guilty of this. Because if Deshaun Watson is guilty, he's a monster.
Oh, yeah.
He's a monster.
A predator.
And a predator on the loose.
Absolutely.
And I don't know how I would get that feeling. But if I thought that these girls were making it up, exaggerating, it's not the case, I can't go ahead and give them that contract. But if I felt like the girls were exaggerating and this wasn't the case, I'm signing them before anyone else can as well. Matt Rhule is going to be unemployed because the Carolina Panthers did not sign Deshaun Watson. And the Cleveland Browns are going to be relevant and contenders if he doesn't, you know, getting any suspended, more trouble or suspended. They will eventually be contenders and relevant because they committed all the money 100%. That is the reality of the business that they are in the National Football League. That's the way it is. The court said innocent. And unless something with your interaction with Watson really scares you or worries you, I would assign him too.
If you're if you're a free individual and you fit the job description and you do it to an exceptional level, there's going to be a job for you and you'll be paid handsomely at the NFL level. That's just the reality of it. Is it right? No, it's not necessarily right. I don't know that it's necessarily wrong either. I mean, if you're a free individual, you're a free individual and you know, you should be able to earn a living. And if somebody wants to pay you, that's their decision. I totally understand the victim's or the alleged victims, however you want to say, I totally understand their viewpoints and their feelings here. But like you said, at the end of the day, someone's going to have a job for him, and the Cleveland Browns are going to be relevant, and Matt Rhule will be looking for a job because of this decision to not go get him.
At some point in time, people say that 03 will eventually be overcome. It's never happened in the history of sports. The things that need to happen and how many of them applied to the Mavericks after they got one game last night. Back to the Mavs against the Warriors and whether they can pull off the impossible next.
Well, let's get you over to QC Kinetics and some non-surgical treatments that can repair and restore damaged tissue in your joints. We are in the most active season of the year right now. Not yet too hot. Cold weather's mostly behind us, although last weekend had a little chill for a day. But if you've got joint pain, if you can't live the way you want to live, you've got to go see QC Kinetics, just like I did. I got fantastic news for you. They're helping people get the fun back in their lives. Advanced regenerative treatments, local medical professionals right here in Dallas-Fort Worth. They've got offices in Dallas-Fort Worth and Plano, the nation's leader in these cutting-edge, all-natural options. There's no surgery, no steroids, no drugs, no downtime. Imagine that, being able to get healthy with no downtime. I've had the procedures done. I feel great, 100%. No pain in my elbow, no pain in my shoulder. I'm able to do all the activities that I want. 972-972-8610. It's QC Kinetics, 972-972-8610. Dallas-Fort Worth, Plano locations. Free consultation. I said free consultation at 972-972-8610.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.